Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Good evening. Welcome once again to Glory United Ministries, where you're speaking with the pastor of Glory United Ministries, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. To God be all the glory. If you just hold on a second, I'll get my soloist on the line. The soloist number is not in service. Let's try this again. I know that's not true.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Your mic is live. I don't know what was wrong with the phone, but it was saying your phone was not in service, and I knew that wasn't true. So we know the devil to be a liar on tonight. That's the type of stuff that he does. He plays those little type of games with our minds, and he'll tell us that Jesus is not real. He'll tell us that God don't exist. He will tell us that the Lord is not going to hear you when you pray. He's not going to answer you. What are you praying to Him for? It's because of Him you're in the mess that you're in. Why not come with me? I got what you need. I can fix it for you. But you know what?
Yes,
that's what he did to Jesus. He told Jesus, come, Jesus, I want to show you something. The scripture says in Matthew, mother, that then was Jesus led up to be tempted of the devil. Now, you know the devil is crazy. He told Jesus, said, look, you see that city over there? I'll give it to you. Now, how are you going to give somebody something and it's already theirs? That should let us know that the devil don't have good sense, or either he's got good sense, but he think we're crazy. Now, he told Jesus, say, come go with me. I want to show you something. You be the Son of God. Come on and take this to these stones here, Jesus. Fetch you all that in a bag of chips. Come on now. Why don't you make bread out of these stones? But Jesus had a word for him. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. He called him by his name. He told him, get in the back of me. Get away from me. Because the stones are mine. And the bread is mine. And that's what we're going to have to do, Mother Jenny, in these last and evil days. We're going to have to not hold a conversation with the devil, because Jesus didn't hold a conversation with the devil. He just told him where it was at, and he kept it moving. Jesus said, get behind me. He said, get me hence, Satan.
Yes.
And the devil had to flee. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. When the devil starts talking to us and saying all kind of things, you're never going to be healed. You're never going to be better. It's never going to change. Everything is going to stay the same. Nobody cares about you. You're all by yourself. And you have to tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Because you know Jesus don't talk to us that way. He says, I came that you have life, and you have life more abundantly. That's the way Jesus talks. That you have life through me and have it more abundantly. Wow, what a mighty God we serve. God bless you, Mother Janie. Thank you for being on board with us again this week at Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to decrease so that you can let the Lord have his way in you and with you, so that we in radio land can be blessed one more time. God bless you. Fashion Mother. The line is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor Patricia, Mother Jeannie. Just want to say to you, I hope Dr. Scott is feeling much, much better. We here in South Carolina, which we call this Hollywood, and we've been praying for him on last night at on our prayer line from Anna Vesta Missionary Baptist Church. I got with the deacons on the prayer line, included his name from last week, from the time we heard that he was sick up until last night. And the deacons then prayed for him. On Sunday night, my niece, Evangelist Simmons, on her prayer line on Sunday night, they prayed for him. And they also prayed for you, Pastor Patricia, and your family. But tonight, God laid on my heart for you, Pastor Patricia, and Dr. Scott, that the song is, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. It's a wonder what the Lord can do. Say, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. Yes, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. You know, he healed, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he gave sight to the blind, the lame began to walk, the dumb began to talk. It's a wonder, wonder what the Lord can do. Yes, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. You know he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind. The lame began to walk. The dumb began to talk. It's a wonder, wonder what the Lord can do. Oh, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. He made a way for me. Jesus is a mind regulator. Jesus is a mind regulator. Jesus is a mind regulator. Oh, he made a way for me. Yes. Oh, he made a way. He made a way. Yes, he did. He made a way. Yes, he did. He made a way when I was sick. He made a way. I was sick. He made a way when I was lost. He made a way. Then I pray. He made a way. He made a way for me. Oh, Jesus is a way. Oh, way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Oh, you know he went away from me. Jesus is a mind regulator. Jesus is a mind regulator. Jesus is a mind regulator. He made a way for you. Oh, yes, he made a way. Yes, he did. He made a way. Made a way. He made a way.
Yes.
we made our way out of nowhere. And I was sick. We made our way. When I couldn't doubt I get here. He made a way. He made a way. He made a way. Made a way. He made a way. Made a way. He made a way. He made a way. Jesus is my regulator. Jesus is my regulator. Jesus is my regulator. Oh, he made a way for you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother. I'm telling you, Mother always comes through with the right song. Jesus is a way maker. You know, don't take these songs lightly that Mother be singing. Listen to the word. Don't worry about the moon. Listen to the word. Jesus, she said, is a way maker. Do you know I went into the store today to get me some ice cream, and the ice cream that I wanted, the flavor, was not there. I went for some good old vanilla French ice cream, very rich, tastes something like you all bluebell. And I went there to get the ice cream, and there wasn't any. So usually, if the French vanilla isn't there, I will get the strawberry. Used to love butter pecan or some sort of pecans, but I don't have the upper teeth to chew the pecans. So I can do the strawberry, but I prefer that vanilla that company makes. Well, they didn't have any. But they had some chocolate. So I got the chocolate. So I said to the young man who checked me out, I said, the ice cream, the truck, you know, he said, the truck hasn't come in. I said, the truck hasn't come in. He said, seemingly the warehouse is empty. And I said, okay. So I had ice cream. I didn't have what I went to get, but I had ice cream. And I said that to say this. Mute your phone, Mother. I said that to say this. Jesus is a way maker. And he'll make a way for you. There is a lot of things that we may go to the store to get. But because of the fact that a lot of companies are not working anymore to process the foods that we're used to putting in our refrigerator and freezers. But I want you to know tonight that Jesus is a way maker. So I didn't get the ice cream I went for, but I came away with ice cream. What I'm trying to say to you, you may not get what you went to the store to get, but just as long as you have something to eat, we need to tell God thank you. A lot of the shelves are going to be empty for a while because there's food sitting out on a barge, hasn't been able to be all delivered. But as long as you're not hungry, my mom used to say to us, we would say, Mama, make pancakes for supper. Well, some people say that's breakfast food. But my mother would say, it doesn't matter what you've eaten and what time you eat what you eat, as long as you're not hungry. If you want spaghetti for breakfast, eat it. You want grits for supper? Ew. Sometimes I make oatmeal for my dinner. It's not a breakfast food for me. It's I'm eating what I want. And my stomach is full. And that's what I give to thanks for. Jesus is a way maker. Why? Mother said, because he made a way for you.
Mm-mm.
And he made a way for me. Jesus is a way maker. And don't you forget that. He said the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to me. And as long as the earth remains, I'll give seed for the sowers. Oh, bless his name. We'll always have farmers. Whether they're farming soybeans or whether they're farming cow milk, we're going to always have that. Whether we have access to it or not, I'm not sure about that. But it's going to always be food here. The almond tree is going to bring forth her almonds. And the pecan tree is going to bring forth her pecans. And the grapevine, I must shake, will have grapes on it. As long as we got King Jesus, he is the one who makes the difference. And David said in his word, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed beg bread. We serve a God that's very much alive. Behold, his eyes is in every place. I feel kind of touchy tonight. I feel the presence of Jesus, and he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Come on, somebody, tell the Lord, thank you. Hey, God, thank you. Didn't get the ice cream that I wanted, but I came home with ice cream. Oh, bless his name. Jesus is a way maker, and in making, it's already done, done, done. It's already done, done, done. If you can just believe that with God, all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. With God, all things are possible. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. Don't give up on God. God won't give up on you. He never fails. Oh, bless his name. She stirred up my gift that's on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. He laid the foundation. And I thank God for Jesus. For he opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus. He led me. Say, I thank God. I thank God. I'm stomping my foot, y'all. If you hear that noise, it's because I got a feeling that everything is already all right. I got a feeling that God is my everything. I know my God is able. Hallelujah. I didn't intend to get out here just yet, but I'm already out here, and I thank God for the benefits that he loaded me with right now. I thank God. Do you thank him? Tell the Lord, thank you. I went on Facebook this afternoon, and one of my cousins was on Facebook, and she had put a statement out there, and my eyes locked onto it, and so I copied it down, and I said, God, thank you. I'm going to share this with the parishioners on tonight. She said on her Facebook, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. Oh, bless his name. I thought that profound statement. Now, I don't know who wrote this or if God gave it to her in her mind or she read it out of some author's book, but it's all right with me because it said not all storms come to disrupt, and I'll say interrupt your life. Some storms come to clear your path. Oh, bless his name. Come on, somebody. Tell the Lord thank you. I feel good. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials come on every hand. Lord, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Come on, radio land. I feel like going on. Yeah. Though my trials come on every hand, Lord, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Yeah. Though the trials come on every hand, Lord, I feel like going on. Hallelujah. That was ringing in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Mother Jeannie, I want to thank Anna Vesta, missionary, Baptist Church, for praying, the deacons, the saints, and the friends, for praying. Thank you, Mother, for orchestrating to have someone to pray for me and my husband. We appreciate you, and we applaud you, and we thank you, Anna Vesta, for standing with us in prayer. Thank you, my friend, evangelist Sandra Akins. I know her from a baby as Sandra Akins. Now she's Sandra Simmons, I believe. And I thank God for her. She called me last week when we got off the air last Wednesday night. And she said, Patty Duke. She said, God bless you. And she said, how your husband? And she said, we're praying for you and your husband. And then she went on and she prayed a prayer for my husband, and then she prayed for me, and I thanked her for that. And I know the saints everywhere is praying for my husband and for me. We are bombarding heaven for his life. God has spared his life. Before the paramedics got to my house, God had already started his heart to beating. Oh, bless his name. No one gets the credit for that but God. Oh, bless his name. And the doctor said to me, there's nothing we can do for him. And I said, oh, no. I said, no, there's nothing we can do for him. And I said, okay. So there's nothing that you can do for him. Then this looks like it's another job for Jesus. Oh, Jesus can do it. Yes, he can. He's allowed the doctors to have knowledge and to be able to do a lot of things. But then there's some things that no man will have his glory. My husband's life is in his hands. You know, David said in Psalms, I believe around about the 30th Psalms, it said, my time is in your hand. And I began to quote that scripture to the Lord for my husband. I said, God, his time is in your hand. My husband is still here, 26 days in the new year. And we prayed on Sunday and bombarded heaven. And as I was sitting in the church service, I heard God say to me, Wednesday. And I sat quietly, and I heard him say again, Wednesday. And the pastor had prayer cloths that laid on the altar for over 30 days with a little oil on them, as she did, as Paul had took the cloth from his apron that he had on and gave to the people, and God healed them. That stuff is real, y'all. Not many pastors do that today. They say, oh, that's old-fashioned stuff. Everybody got no time for that. Just ask Jesus to do it, then it's done. But sometimes you got to go the extra mile to show God just how much you trust him. The pastor said, I want him to have these seconds. I said, I'll take them, pastor. And I took them up with instruction, because here in Delaware, we're on lockdown. You can't go into the hospital. So I left them with instructions. I think everyone on this floor knew what to do with those hankies. But his nurse, I made attention to his nurse. And when I called, they had him on him. Supposed to put one on his right foot that isn't moving. That right side is not moving. He's not paralyzed. It's just muscles that need to be re-strengthened. Ah, God. And to put one in the back of his head, where the stroke hit, the blood clot hit his brain, and the swelling is taking its time going down. And we need God to continue the miracle. But God said to me on Sunday, Wednesday. And I said, well, God, confirm it. When the pastor get up, let her tell me. Watch God on Wednesday. And I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. The pastor looked at me two or three times, and she went on and she said something else. And I said, I don't hear the confirmation, God, Wednesday. And I said, God, let us see something. And when I got up to leave, because she knew I had to be there by a certain, when I got up to leave, she said, God, go with Pastor Benjamin. As she goes to see her husband, God, do it. And she just prayed a beautiful prayer, and the saints in the sanctuary began to agree with her. Amen. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. God, do it. The saints were responding to the prayer that she was praying as I stood holding the hand of the usher. And she said, oh, I believe God's going to bring Dr. Scott back home. Yes, I do. And he's going to be whole, too. And I just put my head down and just said, God, I thank you. But it didn't say Wednesday. So I went on, made the trip 45 miles away from where I live to my husband. It's at a special hospital that deal with that type of thing. But they told me there's nothing we can do for him. So it is a job for Jesus. So we went and we came back home, and when I got in the bed on Sunday night, I said, Lord, the pastor didn't confirm what I heard. You didn't give it to her. So the devil began to tell me, said, 'cause God didn't tell you that. That was your own mind, your own imagination. That's why she couldn't tell you that, because God didn't tell you that. That's what you wanted to hear. And again, you know, Jesus had to tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. I know I heard God say that. Oh, but around midnight, Sunday night, I got on the phone with Apostle Prophet Cheryl Wade, and we began to talk about Dr. Scott's condition and how we're believing God for total healing. And she began to pray. And while she was praying, she said, God, let us know by Wednesday what you're going to do. I said, yes. It didn't come the way I expected it to come. I asked God to give it to the pastor. But God didn't do that. He gave it to Apostle Wade. And she said, uh-oh, I heard a sound come from you. What did that mean? I said, God told me Wednesday. She said, watch it move. On yesterday, it was Tuesday. You know, I told you all, they told me he will never come home. He will never get off of the ventilator. He'll have to spend the rest of his life, whatever days he had left on the earth, in a nursing home on a ventilator with a tracheal in his throat. And I said, God, no. That's not why you gave him his life back for him to end up like that. I can't accept it. You something. When I called yesterday, matter of fact, yesterday was Tuesday. When I called on Monday, they told me, said, well, he's the same. He's the same. Sunday night, the attendant told me that was in his room checking on the ventilator as it laid there breathing for him. He said, well, he won't get off this. He won't. I said, that's what you say? He said, well, we have it turned up very high, and it's doing the breathing for him. He's barely breathing. I said, really? I said, another job for Jesus. That was Sunday night. On Monday, when I called, and I spoke with the nurse, and the nurse said, oh, we were able to turn the ventilator down some. I said, woo, thank you, Jesus. That's good news. I said, oh, God, I thank you that you were able to turn it down some. She said, not a lot, but some. I said, honey, that sounds like a miracle in my ear. Because, you know, if you're on that ventilator long, it does damage to you. And not only that, with it high like that, it can do even more damage than good. But I began to say, thank you, Jesus. I wasn't ashamed to let her know that my hope is built in Jesus. I said, thank you, nurse. You don't know what you've done for me. Thank you. She said, well, okay. You know, like, it ain't no big deal. It's not turned off. He's not off of it. You know, we just turned it down just a little, you know. I was happy to hear that. That was on Monday. Tuesday morning, I called. And the nurse said, well, there's no changes. He's the same. You know, everything is the same. He's stable. I said, well, can I speak to him this morning? She said, well, he's not even opening his eyes today. She said, I've been in his room at least three times, and he's just laying there, not even opening his eyes. And I said, well, then, you know what? I'll call back tonight. Give me a call for 6:30. I said, I'll be praying all day. And I tell you, when I called back on last evening, the enemy wouldn't let me on. I had to FaceTime him. They had to send me the information five times before it would let me on. I said, oh, I'm not going to give up. They're there all night, and I'm going to be on this phone all night trying to visit with my husband. And don't you know, when I got on, I began to thank Jesus, and I had my music playing so I could bring him a church service, because you know he don't get that in there. And then the aides came in to do his vitals, said, we're just doing his vitals. We'll be out in a few hours. Honey, I'm not going to say anything that you can't hear or shouldn't hear. To God be the glory. One of them said, yeah. I said, and every time you go in his room, you pray, because I'm expecting a miracle. She says, okay, I'll do that. And then the nurse came in. And I said, who's there? Who's there? in the room with my husband, who I have tonight. She said, this is Jessica. I said, hey, Jessica, how are you? She says, I'm fine. I said, my husband's getting better. She said, yes, he is. She said, because we have turned the ventilator down to normal breathing because he's beginning to breathe on his own. Don't tell me what prayer won't do. When the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way, and the glory of the Lord will come down. Oh, I tell you, I rejoiced on the phone with her. I just had a good time thanking Jesus. And she finished up what she was doing. She said, I'll be back in 4 hours to check on him. I said, I'll call you later and talk with you. She said, okay, but I didn't. I went to sleep, I believe. Anyhow, I began to bless God, and I continued to play the church music for him, and I ministered to him, and I told him what Isaiah said. Ah, for the chastisement of our peace is upon him. He was bruised for our iniquities. Huh? That's what it says. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah lets us know. Let me read that for you, somebody. That was not even my sermon for tonight, but you know how God do me. I just want to share that with you. Isaiah's gospel. Somebody write it down so you can read it. Those of us who've been going through with different ailments and what have you, sometimes you have to remind the devil of what God is doing for us. Oh, bless his name. Ah, I tell you, just give me a second. I'm already in Isaiah's gospel, but my lighting is dim, and I'm not picking up on it just yet. Ah, here we go. But he was wounded. Oh, no, Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. You hear that? The Lord was wounded for our transgressions, mine and yours and Dr. Scott and our children and the children's children. He was wounded. My God. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. You saw pictures of movies, what give you an idea what it might have looked like. For our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, all of you that have a medical problem situation and been in it a long time, if it just happened last night, I don't care whether you got a migraine, headache, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever. Sometimes with diabetes and high blood pressure, we just need to eat right, and we won't need all of that medicine that the doctor gives us. But because we won't do right, we don't get right. We had a fella at home, Earl Baxter. He's deceased now. We called him Mickey. Mickey had a big sign plastered on the back of his car window. Said, do right, get right. And because we don't do right, we don't get right a lot of times. Well, let's read that poem first. It says, surely, of Isaiah 53, surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrow. There ain't no sorrow that you're dealing with that he hasn't already fixed for us. He took care of that a long time ago. He bore our griefs. He took our sorrow. kind of sad. I want my husband to come home. And when I look at him on FaceTime, lying there, and he's not able to speak to me, and I'm looking at the machine, and I'm looking at all those things, I just begin to start praying for the machine, giving thanks to God that we have a substitute. But it's nothing like, as they say in Jamaica, it's nothing like the real thing, baby. Nothing like a real thing. Nothing like breathing naturally on your own that God gave you, where he breathed into the breath of the nostril, and we became a living soul. And it's nothing like breathing on your own. Try it. You understand what I'm saying? Just take and run down your block, and you'll be out of breath. And you're sitting and trying and trying to get this. What's wrong with you? I just got finished running. I just got finished making the bread. I couldn't get that shit on it. And it wore me out. And girl, I got to sit down because I'm out of breath. But then in a little while, it starts to feel normal. And you'll be able to say, hey, how you doing? Nothing like what God gives us. But he had a little, he was breathing some on his own, but not quite enough. But it's okay, because Jesus never left him. Mother sung this song tonight about God can do it. God can do it. Oh, bless his name. Let's get back. My lighting is very poor in here. I'm struggling to read my word because I usually read from my cell phone, which has its own light. But I had to pick up my Bible. I just put on Let There Be Light. I had to put on the overhead light so I could read the word of God, because I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help somebody get there. My time is almost up. We'll do the other one next week because God shifted. And the fourth verse says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet being him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. And then it goes to the fifth verse. But let's go to the first verse. I tell you, I feel like I'm standing in the pulpit tonight. Just the kind of stuff I do. I'm totally led by God when I'm bringing the gospel. I am not a write-down preacher where I write down my sermon and I have to follow the script step by step. I don't preach like that. I have sermons that I have written. God allowed me back in the 80s. From 1988 into the 90s to sit down and write out sermons. Once in a while, I'll pull one of those out. But most of the time, he will give me, and I will work with what he gives me. It's a gift that he gave me to be able to do that. I don't have a problem with those that write out their sermon and then follow it step by step the way they have written it. But you see, inspiration is given to us by God, and God uses me that way. Now, I was all prepared to come out of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, telling you now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I was ready to give you all that sermon tonight, because it's by faith that God is moving for my husband, Gregory Scott. By faith, God is doing it. Yes, he is. One step at a time. The lady called me to tell me that they will be moving him out of the hospital soon to where he will go for acute attention 3 times a day to work on trying to wean him off of the ventilator and then be able to take the trachea out and teach him how to swallow and speak again. But what she didn't know was when she looked back into today's computer, and she said, let's see what's going on with him. And she said, oh, my goodness, he's already weaning off. See that? God is doing it before he gets there. So they can't get the credit for that either. God said, I'll let no man have my glory. Don't you forget that. Ah, God. Look, my time is almost up, but I'm in for 90 minutes, but I just try to do the hour to let you all go. Who, this is verse number one, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arms of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no forth, no form of, Lord Jesus, I need a bigger light. Anyway, those of you that's reading verse number two, no force, no form or comeliness. Thank you, Jesus. And when we see him, talking about the Lord, how he looks, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's not pretty. Those pictures that you see with all this beautiful Jewish-looking hair and the big, beautiful blue eyes and all that, to make a picture like that for it to sell. Come on here. Nobody want to look at a person that don't look good. It's not easy on that. You know how you, when you see somebody that don't look good to you, you don't want to just keep looking at them. So they had to do that. I'm sure he might have resembled when he was a kid. But right now, Isaiah is letting you know there ain't no beauty to be desired when you see him. So don't be alarmed. That's what he's trying to prepare you. Don't be alarmed when you see him, because he's not who you made him out to be. He's not the picture that they painted of him. That's not the Jesus that I'm talking about. Isaiah is trying to let you know that is not so. We can't deal with that. Oh, bless his name. And he went on to say, there's no desire. Him. He is. Oh, Lord. Got to get the light right. He is depleted, I believe. And, oh, thank you, Jesus. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we not esteem him. Lord, have mercy. That's what we do. We hide our faces from him. Next week, if I have to read from my Bible, I'm going to have my large print out here so I can see it. I apologize for stumbling over the words. I can read better than that, but if you can't see it, you can't say it. But to God be the glory. Our time is almost come, but I wanted to share the testimony on tonight of Dr. Scott. You can give the report to the saints and tell them, don't stop praying yet. Don't stop praying. We got a ways to go. But you know what? As long as Jesus goes with me, I'll go. They say I may be motherless, but I'll go. As long as Jesus goes with me, I'll go. I want to play this song for you tonight. Just enjoy it. This song close out our program. We'll be back next week with the Lord say the same. To God be all the glory. Special thanks to our dear Mother Janie and to my sister Jackie, and to all of you in Radio Land that get on to be with us every Wednesday, unless the Lord say otherwise, or we have a problem with the computer or the tower. In Jesus' name is the name of this song by B.B. Winans. Just let it bless you. Those of you that's sick, you need to read this 53rd chapter of Isaiah, I-S-A-I-A-H, in the Old Testament, Isaiah 53. I read down to verse 5, 1 to 5. Let's get some music here. We have a commercial. I'm doing off of YouTube, so just give me a second. We're going to skip that ad. There it is. In Jesus' name, B.B. Winans. I hope you can hear it. God bless you on tonight in Jesus' name. That was B.B. Wynne. That is from his album, Need, N-E-E-D. If anybody want to pick up the CD or just go on YouTube and Google it and do what you need to do, I tell you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, there's power in Jesus' name. There's healing in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, God be with you. Until we meet again on next week, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and you told us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And God, that's what we're going to do. No matter about the storm, it's coming to clear our path. And we thank you, God, because when the storm is over, we can see clearly, God. When the rain is gone, we can see clearly. God, I ask you to take care of us name by name and one by one. God, do it for us in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you because there is none like thee. We thank you that you are our Father, and you told us that we are your children, and you told us that we can come to you asking anything in your name, and that it shall be done. And we thank you on the night for doing what we asked you to do in Jesus' name. More power is in Jesus' name. God, we bless your name on tonight. We thank you for every household that's represented here tonight on Block Talk Radio, and for their children's children and the rest of their family, God, the bereaved family, those that's in the hospital and in the nursing home, those that's sick, that's lying on their bed of affliction, in their own home, on their sofa, or in their bed. God, you said that you were the God of us all. So you promised never to leave nor to forsake. So, God, we are depending on you. Oh, God, bless that Ford family, Apostle Gertie Ford, as they lay her mother-in-law to rest on tomorrow. God, give them strength, that bereaved family. Give them strength to go through this. For we all go through this, but everyone goes through it differently. Now, God, do it.